Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with a Supreme Court Justice who is visiting the Albany area. That is Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and she was at Albany Law School yesterday. I was watching some of the coverage, and people were delighted with her visit.
Yeah, it's not anything like the contentious events going on in Washington over the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Sotomayor year has been doing a whirlwind tour of the Capital Region. That continues today. She's been talking to people about her legal opinions. She was at Albany Law debating with lawyers, saying that she views herself as a law interpreter and not a lawmaker, and that controlled anger in writing, the dissenting views can be very healthy. The Bronx native also said that disagreement among the justices on the Supreme Court is a good thing, and she talks about the personal side. She's going to talk tonight at the University at Albany about her famous memoir, My Beloved World, about growing up in the Bronx as a Hispanic kid and going off to Princeton and working her way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. She's also receiving an honorary doctorate today at Sage Colleges in Troy. She's very personable. She has a great story to tell, and she's very popular. Everyone is happy to see her.
From there, let's go to the state budget. Of course, it didn't pass on time by Saturday morning to reach the April 1st deadline, and they passed a budget extender yesterday. And of course, in the capital city, in Albany, the mayor is hoping to get some relief.
Yeah, every year, Albany counts on an infusion of state money to the tune of $12.5 million that it based its current year budget on, and it hasn't gotten that. And that is not part of this budget extender, so they're kind of nervous. City officials are preparing for additional hiring freezes on seasonal employees. They've already had a hiring freeze in place because of this uncertainty. It could affect whether some of the summer programs go on, like parks and pools. Maybe the Alive at 5 concerts might not be able to happen if they don't get this. They're continuing to lobby for it. Albany says it's special because it has 60% of its property off the tax rolls, and it has a lot of extra expenses by hosting the state capitol. And they're pushing, and they're nervous, and they're hoping to get it.
How about this vote in Saratoga County that is confusing folks on what yes or no even means?
Yeah, it's in the Shenandoah School District. There's pristine 34 acres of vacant land owned by the district. They were going to sell it to a developer who planned to put up a supermarket, and people objected and said that we should buy it and we should turn it into a park in the heart of our town. The vote is from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. There's a lot of confusion over it, but voting yes means that the developer gets the property. He wants to donate some of it back for a park, but others are saying vote no, and then we'll try to raise the money and get the town to buy it and turn it into a park, which everyone will like for decades to come. And the vote is from 7 a.m. today to 9 p.m. tonight at the Gowanus Middle School gym, and it's for residents of the Shenandoah School District.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.